From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. This weekend in Syria, more than 200 people have been killed in clashes with government troops. At the same time, Arab states, European nations, and the U.S. are condemning China and Russia for their vetoes of a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for the end of the Syrian crackdown. At an international conference on security in Munich, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton had this to say about those vetoes.
It is difficult, however, to imagine that after the bloodiest day yet in Syria, there are those who would prevent the world community from condemning this violence.
The UN Security Council resolution reflected an Arab plan calling for Syria's President Assad to step aside. And on the streets of Cairo, clashes continued between protesters and youth. In the aftermath of a deadly soccer riot last week, police fired rubber bullets and fired volleys of tear gas. The son of an Obama administration cabinet member is one of dozens of pro-democracy volunteers who've been ordered to trial in Egypt. As NPR Soraya Sarhadi Nelson tells us, they are accused of taking illegally provided funds.
Egyptian state TV and the state-funded Ahram newspaper report that investigators ordered Egyptian and American activists to Cairo Criminal Court for prosecution. Those being referred for trial are also banned from traveling. None of the defendants were officially notified, and government offices were closing in Cairo when the announcement was made. At least six Americans, including the son of Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood, have been prevented from leaving Egypt since late January. Some of the Americans are being sheltered at the U.S. Embassy in Cairo. Egyptian Foreign Minister Mohamed Amer rebuffed complaints by U.S. officials about the crackdown, saying the executive branch has nothing to do with the investigation. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.
Mitt Romney was the big Republican winner this weekend in Nevada. His strong first-place finish delivered at least 10 delegates and around 48% of the caucus vote. 23% of the Nevada caucus vote went to Newt Gingrich, who says he's in the race till the convention in Tampa. Gingrich spoke on NBC's Meet the Press.
We want to get to Georgia, to Alabama, to Tennessee. We want to get to states, Texas. We believe by the time Texas is over, we'll be very, very competitive in delegate count.
Both Ron Paul and Rick Santorum, who finished behind Gingrich in Nevada, also say they are staying in the race. A heavy winter cold front in Europe has now taken more than 200 lives, and the mountains of Bosnia snow is over 6 feet high. Helicopters are being used to reach thousands cut off in isolated towns. This is NPR News in Washington. Off the coast of Italy, the seas have calmed enough to permit rescue crews to resume their preparations for pumping fuel from the wreck of the Costa Concordia. But the search for 15 people missing remains suspended. At least 17 died after the cruise ship slammed into a reef on January 13th. The impact flipped the ship on its side. With an audience of well over a million viewers this evening, Super Bowl advertisers are looking at prices of $3.5 million for a 30-second commercial. Are the astronomical costs worth the investment? Sean Beter of member station WBOI tells us there's no simple answer.
Super Bowl ads like this Volkswagen spot from last year, you know, the one with the kid dressed as Darth Vader, go for big money. For some, the ads are better than the game itself, but Purdue University consumer psychologist Richard Feinberg says splashy Super Bowl ads may be great status symbols for companies that can afford them, but there's a problem.
That doesn't translate into impact. That doesn't translate into intent. That doesn't translate into sales.
Feinberg says repetition is a key to effective advertising, so a company's money might be better spent on more ads that are cheaper and better targeted. For NPR News, I'm Sean Beter in Indianapolis.
The New England Patriots and New York Giants are preparing to relive the 2008 Super Bowl, which the Giants won. Meanwhile, Madonna has been preparing for her much-hyped halftime show. She says she has been rehearsing since October. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.